Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi. Hello?
Hey, Kai, how are you? This is Daniel from Moonbook Writing.
Oh, hi, Daniel. How are
hello
you?
Hello there. Finally, I've got a chance to speak to you. How are you this morning? This afternoon?
Oh, I'm good. Just working.
Fantastic. I'm really sorry if I've been intrusive. You know, we were scheduled for a call earlier, and I got actually scheduled first. I was actually on a phone call with the client. That took me 20 minutes, and again, I got caught up with the client over the phone. Just ended the phone and called you back right away. I'm sorry for that.
Okay. Oh, that's okay. I understand.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So, yes, Kai, we were actually discussing about the marketing for your book over the live chat the other day. And you gave me very good information about your book, all right, what you're actually looking at and what your thoughts are. So that did make a bit sense to me what you're actually looking for, because I'm a children's book author myself, so I can maybe understand what your thoughts are or maybe what you're looking at and what type of services you will need in order to go and have this book taken care of, maybe to publish this book too.
Yeah, so actually, Daniel, so my name is Kay.
Okay.
Yeah, not yeah. Kai. My name is Kay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it's Kai. I'm sorry. It's Kay. Okay.
I got it. I'm not spelled. That's okay. Yeah. Sometimes people confuse. Yeah, but that's okay.
So yes, Kay.
Yeah.
We can go ahead and help you with this. Go ahead. You're saying something.
Oh no, I just wanted to research actually, like what other option I have for publishing my, you know, book, and then this is my first time, you know, book industry.
Okay.
I've never done this before, so I need more knowledge, more idea, more information,
okay.
And how much I need, you know.
Let's take it from the basics that we spoke the other day too. All right. Now, there are two methods, all right, to release a book into the market, or through, you know, publishing it through a certain company. One option is called literary agent option. All right. In literary agents, what we do is I will become your literary agent. I would actually contact a certain publisher for you. All right. Go get these copies printed out for you. All right. Do all the parts for you. Hope you sell the book. And at the end of the day, or maybe at the end of the year, you would get yourself a check with your royalties. All right.
So you are like a kind of like an agent? Like
no, this is one route. I'm giving an example. This is one route, okay? The second route is self-publishing option. In self-publishing option, I would go ahead and help you self-publish your book on Amazon, on Barnes & Noble, on Google Books and everything. You would invest in this.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, you would own 100% of your sales on this. Now, what are the pros and cons for this, all right? If you go with literary agents where you would share your royalties with them, where you would share your complete property with them, we call it the book, intellectual property. You're the author, so it's your intellectual property, right? So you're actually letting someone take money out of your property. He's marketing your book. He's actually marketing your property, making money out of it, keeping some for himself, keeping others for the publishers, and maybe a chunk goes to you. But at the end of the day, you would have no control over anything. Neither you would come to know how many sales you made, neither you would come to know which platforms he's using to market the book, neither you would come to know in total how many people, you know, reviewed the book or what are the reviews for the book in journal. If people say it online, they say it online. If they're not publishing their reviews online, then you won't come to know.
Yeah, that's something what I was like thinking about. You know, they take all my credit.
There you go, all right? And at the end of the day, see, I would, if I become your literary agent, or I'm like an example, I'm not saying that I'm a literary agent. I'm a children's book author myself. I'm not an agent, by the way. So, yes, I'm giving an example. If one becomes an agent, all right, so there's no chance that you can track on how many sales you made for this book. He would maybe give you a share that you made 500 sales in 1 month, all right? This is what the agent is telling you. But on back end, maybe you made 2,500 sales, and he's giving you the share out of only 500. So he's keeping your main chunk. That means he's owning your property. He's making money out of it. All right. The only reason for that is he got investors who are investing in this business for you. All right. He got someone who is investing in it, and then they're keeping everything, all right, out of your book, and you get nothing out of it. you're not making enough to become a self author yourself. So what I recommend is the second route. What I did too for my book 13 years ago when I was publishing my first book, I did the same thing.
I saw your profile on Amazon.
Oh, thank you very much. How was it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you used to be in the entertainment business.
I used to be, yes.
Switched to mm-hmm. like a book author.
Indeed.
Yeah, interesting.
And then I wrote about an 8-book series, all right, that I've published online, and you would see my recent book published last year, all right, that is a young adult's book, mm-hmm. all right, a bit more than a children's book, but it's more over towards a novel, all right, that's actually there with you. So
mm-hmm.
do read it out and do give me your feedback, how if you like it or not.
Did you also draw the illustration or the pictures or just write?
The ideas was, see, in this is what it is. The idea was mine, but I used hands, all right? I used other people to go ahead and do that for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, just like me, I have idea about the book. I wrote everything, but I have an illustration.
This is what I recommend you to. The same way what I recommend you on the publishing part too, that you have the idea, you have the knowledge, you do it at your end, your own end. Why do you want to hand it over to a literary agent?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what will be the loss, all right? What will be the worst part, that you would have to invest in it? No worries, this is your book. If you won't invest in it, how would someone else invest in it? And you won't have to come up
yeah.
with $9,000-$10,000, all right? If I refer you to Barnes & Noble and, you know, if you want to keep physical books over there, then I might ask you to pay $8,000, $9,000, $10,000, $20,000 for the book because we would have to print 500, 700 copies of the book and keep it in Barnes & Noble for you, for your book we are talking about. But here I'm talking about online publishing. All right? You would have to invest a one-time payment, all right, in the project. We would help you set up everything. We would help you proofread your book. It's your idea. You're just
mm-hmm.
using this for proofreading, for editing, for making sure everything is up to the mark, for placements of your illustrations on the book, for the book cover, and of course we've been discussing with your partner, with your illustrator, whoever the person is, in reference for this book. So we'll be in touch with him for the illustrations, how he's going further, all right, regarding the book, of course, because he would be drawing the illustrations as per the content. So that's really important for us to get hooked in it. So once we would hope
okay.
you manage everything on this, then we would hope you format the book into an ebook, paperback, and hardcover, and then we would hope you publish your book online on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Google Books, and set up your accounts with them, hand over your bank account details to them, and at the end of the day, once everything is done, we'll hand over your accounts to you. So all you would have to do is
yeah.
to log in, sit back, look at your reads, look at your reviews, look at people who are buying the books and how many royalties you are getting out of it. You would own everything from top to bottom.
Okay, that sounds great. And this is why I wanted to do, publish the book.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm Japanese. I'm also radio show host. Yeah, radio show host.
Nice.
In California station, in Japanese radio station. And then I introduced in children's book.
Mm-hmm.
So
impressive.
Once
done
I
yourself,
have my own,
you've done a podcast
yeah, I
for
can,
yourself.
You know, exactly, but
impressive.
I'm not doing this only for making money because, of course, I have to make money for my living. But that's kind of like for me, it's maybe second or third about the making money. I want to the children to look up for the future. This is kind of like educational. Detailed children's book because I have a 6-year-old son. I've been reading more than 6 years every day.
Mm-hmm.
Then I know how impact reading books to the children. And then, you know, the past 2 years, pandemic, everybody, you know, faced it about the death, war, you know, the virus. You know, I am not the making future. These children is making the future. So I want to do something from you know, making some books to give them more impact for their future. You know, I don't want them to give up their future. And then also I want to give it my books to orphanage and then pediatric hospital for free. Something I want to do something, for the children. That's kind of like my main goal. And then if products and contents, it's great. Probably people will pay. They will, decide the value from the book,
Of course.
So I want to do,
But technically, this point of view, I understand that you are not after sales. You're after recognition. You're after spreading the book as much as you want. It's about creating awareness in the market for this book. That's it. So it reaches to maximum people, This is what we need right now. If you are not looking to make it a bestseller, of course, then we won't have to work into that direction. All right, what we'll do for you is we'll create your accounts on massive platforms. That means we'll publish your book on Amazon too, we'll publish your book on Barnes & Noble too, on Google Books too. Your publicity or your marketing will be done on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, on everywhere possible. We will have to cater maximum platforms to bring in maximum reach on this book. And of course, the maximum reach means maximum awareness of this book.
Yeah. Okay. So I have another question. So
go ahead.
You guys do everything, but how come can you make money from that, or only offering the package? But because for me, I you explained to me the beginning about for me, my image of the book industry, they take all the credit, then I don't get anything. Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking. But sounds like you guys not doing that.
Everyone over here, we have a team of 250 in-house authors, all right? And everyone over here is a published author themselves. So we know the pain that you're actually going through, and we know that in this situation, if you make a bad decision of choosing a literary agent, all right, you might lose your property. We came to know that
exactly.
This is intellectual property when we, spended 5, 7, 10 years in this industry, and then we realized, yes, this is how precious this thing is, right? You don't know how to use it, all right, but this is a precious thing. This is what the literary agent would be doing, all right? He would be making money out of it the same way because he knows the worth of your book, all right? Rather than authors do not know what's the worth of their book, and then they go ahead and let the others taking advantage out of it. That's the main thing. What we do over here is we help you drive it, all right? We help you, manage everything. Now, of course, if I offer you 1 month marketing right now, and if that is beneficial for you, you're able to see people coming in, reaching at your book, liking your stories, all right, asking you questions about the book and everything, so you would come back to us for massive marketing. All right, so then I will talk about 6 months annual marketing. That will be profitable for the company, all right, and this is where you would make money out of it too. So it will be a win-win situation for both of us. You would make money out of your sales, and if you make more money out of it, you won't, step aside in investing in it again, all right? You would invest into it again, all right? This is a mental psychology. This is what everyone prefers, If you're making money out of one route, all right, use it again and again.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to become that brand, all right? We want to become that, that company that is offering you everything, all right? But we do not want to keep your royalties because we're not interested in that. You're paying us a one-time fee that covers everything. Then why to charge you for the royalties for lifetime? Eventually, this is not my book, all right? This is your book. You're the author of the book. Why would I keep royalties for lifetime? That's the main thing. So
I see.
That's something that I want you to go ahead and, talk to your partner about too, that literary agent is not a problem for me, all right? I can help you arrange one. I can help you arrange an investor too. In fact, I do have a couple of investors on board. I can speak to them, have a meeting with them about this project, and, make a win-win situation where they would invest maybe 50, 60% for the book for you. You would invest 20, 30, 40% for the book. And then whenever the royalties would come in after 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, you would keep, you would divide the money the same way. That if profits are coming in, 60% would go to the investor, 40% would go to you. But I recommend you, $1,500, $2,000, $3,000 is not something which would take you years to come up with. If you have an affordability where you can come up with this money, go for it. All right, investing $2,000 in a book is not a bad deal at all. What will be the worst case scenario?
Are you talking about the package right now?
No, I'm talking about overall your investments right now. All right, instead of investing and letting someone else invest into this and keep maximum profits, why don't you yourself be the author of the book and invest in this? It's your book, it's your idea, it's your property.
Yeah, Daniel, thank you. But I'm sorry, I'm trying to understand because I'm still new in this industry.
I'm just asking, I'm not trying to blame you. Don't take me wrong. I know you're new to this. I'm just giving you ideas, all right, that you become the author, you invest into this, all right? You do this from your end, all right? Instead of anyone else, take the advantage of it. See, why don't you take an advantage of it?
Right. I'm sorry, my listening sometimes, I'm not native speaker, so I have to be really careful.
No problem at all, ma'am. I will slow down, and if anything is confusing, let me know. I will repeat that again for you.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
All right, now what we do over here is we would be your drivers, all right? It's your car. It's your destination. You would tell us the aim and goal, and you would tell us the timeline you would like to reach on that goal, okay, on that aim, on that destination. We will be the drivers. We would help you drive your car safely, calmly. Of course, we do not own the car, and we would make sure that you are at your destination within the given timeline. This is what our job is, and for that we get paid, in terms of a one-time payment or maybe a monthly fee, all right, whatsoever is, affordable for you. Everyone cannot afford one-time payment of $3,000-$4,000. So we can divide it into payments, all right? But at the end of the day, I would recommend you don't let anyone else, take a benefit out of it. It's your book. You keep the royalties. You invest into this, and you take care of everything.
Mm-hmm.
You would see that beneficial later down the road, all right, because you would have the rights to market the book, all right? You would have the rights to stop the marketing for the book. You would have the rights to see how many sales you're getting, how many people are reviewing the book, replying back to their answers, to their questions. It's really an amazing thing. When you'll be online and you would see 10 messages in your Facebook inbox asking you questions, that when did you write the first book, how good you are, how many books are coming in, are you publishing a new book in coming few time? So there'll be different people who will be asking you questions on social media. And all this awareness, we will be responsible for that. It's our job to create your social media accounts. It's our job to go ahead and update your postings over there. It's our job to create banners for you over there, interesting, eye-catchy banners. It's our job to write the content for you for these posts. And, of course, do them gradually, slowly, and bring results to you. Marketing is not an easy task. It takes 3 months to bring in results. So we would ask you, give us at least 1.5 months, and we would show you our services.
Okay.
Okay. Am I making sense so far? Anything which is a question?
Yeah, I think I got the most of that.
Okay. So that's how it is. Now, what we will help you with, and now I'm coming up to the bundle part, the package part, okay? Now, have you reviewed the packages, by the way?
Yeah, I did.
Which one do you like the most?
But that's the thing. We still haven't finished.
No. I'm just asking you which one you like the most. I'm not asking you to sign up with that package. I'm asking you which one you like the most, which one you prefer for your book.
Hold on,
okay.
Please.
No problem. Okay, I'm holding.
I got Corey.
Oh, okay, thank you.
My daughter Sophie.
Okay, yeah, I come to knock you this evening.
Yeah, Corey.
Okay. Thank you. Hello? Hello?
Yes, hello. I can hear you.
Oh, yes. Well.
Do you want me to recommend you one?
I still don't know which one I like, but Standard marketing.
Let me recommend you one.
Premium marketing bundle sounds probably.
Premium marketing bundle.
Okay. Yeah, but that's the other thing. Because we can't decide right now because we haven't finished writing the book.
No problem.
Still, you know, illustrator is still working on his part.
Of course. How much amount of time do you think it will take to complete the book with the illustrations, with the content, roughly?
Yeah, that's the other thing. We still haven't decided, the timeline or the deadline, something like that. And
I mean,
then
there would be an outline
in
your mind, right? For example, you would complete it by maybe next month or so, maybe by summers, or maybe by December, next year.
Within this year.
It would be
that,
within
definitely
this year.
I would love to do, publish or start, actually working on, We're kind of having discussed for a long time what we wanted to do because the pandemic, we have different a lifestyle and
of course
we have own family, so kind
of
it takes kind of slow, but I just don't want to do kind of slow.
Makes sense.
Step. Yeah, I wanted to just do it, So I have
when
to push
it comes to,
my
when it comes to, writing a book, I understand you're looking to spread this book at max level, this is your aim and goal. But how did you get interested in writing a children's book? I mean, why a children's book only where you need illustrations as well and everything? Just to tell you, children's books are one of the expensive books in the market. Okay,
mm-hmm.
You see a 300 pages book costing $20 maybe, $30 maybe. And at the same time, you would see a 20-pager children's book at $28 or maybe $25. The children's book is the most expensive thing in the market right now.
Yes, but I just wanted to focus on children's book because, like I said, they're going to make a future.
Absolutely. So you're here to help out children.
Okay, so the reason why I really wanted to do for the children's book, I lost my husband 2 years ago during pandemic. I have a 6-year-old son. And I am not going to make a future. My son, this generation, is going to make the future. I don't have any education background, but I have experience. Reading children's book is so important. They have to invest, for children. Not expensive bag, not expensive shoes, So that's what I really want to put all my method and message in the book. And then my illustrator, he's really, trust me. So, and he's great illustration. So that's why we start working on it. But like I said, taking long time, so which I'm start frustrating. So that's why I start researching about, the company who can help and support us.
Makes complete sense. Rob, you're at a very noble deal at the moment, and I recommend you the same thing. You're going in a good direction. Continue this up. Go ahead with it. Looking at your requirements and looking at your thoughts, your understanding so far, I have a good idea for you, okay? The idea is instead of marketing after publishing the book, why don't you market before publishing the book, that is the pre-release marketing? Pre-release marketing means that, have you seen bundles or maybe Amazon pages where it sells coming soon, Book with the cover would be available, but the book won't be launched. The book won't be published, all right? First, we would create your social media accounts, all right, on everywhere possible, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all right, YouTube, Vimeo, everywhere that's available.
Daniel, I have one question about.
Go ahead.
Because I think me and my illustrator, we want to hide who we are. Can we do that? Do we have to show our face or name?
You want to keep yourself the way that you are, I mean, as an author.
Kind of like a secret or mysterious.
No, we have
a book logo.
Mm-hmm.
We have a book's name. So we kind of like a you know, representative about the book, but we don't want to show our face or name, kind of like
that. That's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
A lot of authors do that. The simple way out is we can use a pen name. A pen name means that a name that, you know, authors use just when they are actually writing something, when they're publishing something, what they are Burton. All right. That's not their real name. It's like a pseudonym. So you can use that. You can create yourself a pseudonym, and we'll register the book and all your royalties under the pseudonym. That's fine. People would never come to know who have written the book or, you know, who is actually maybe the author of the book.
Right. Okay, like a stage name.
Yep. It will be a pen name,
okay.
All right? But still,
okay.
People would love to read about the author, all right? Like, for example, what type of mentality
mm-hmm.
the author is, you know? Of course, if I would read a book, I would learn more about the author. For example, if, you know, Stephen
right,
King
exactly.
would write a book, all right, I would love to read it because maybe I understand his mentality. Maybe I understand where he's coming from. Maybe I can connect with his tone,
mm-hmm.
his emotions, you know? Same way, if Dan Brown would write a book, I would go for that, all right? Maybe J.K. Rowling would write a book, I would go for that, all right? So it's really
mm-hmm.
important for that name to come into the market, okay? Whatever the name is, it's maybe Kay, or it's maybe Daniel, or maybe it's something else, right? It's maybe XYZ.
Mm-hmm.
So whichever that XYZ is, that's something that people would remember. People won't remember the title of the book, all right? People would remember the name of the author. All right, this is what is most important. If you create your name in the market, that means the second book that will be coming in, you won't even have to market
mm-hmm.
that. Automatically, people would be lined up to buy that second book because they have read the first book, they got that connectivity of yours, and, you know, bingo, you created yourself a good market. You created yourself your own market. Now, you don't need someone to market your book. People are following you, and they are literally waiting out there for your new books to come in.
Okay.
That's the importance of recognition, you know. So recognition to an author is very important, all right? If I write XYZ on Google, all right, I should see the first thing on Google should be your name, your Wikipedia page. Second thing should be your website, xyz.com, you know. Third thing should be your book, which is published on Amazon, which is published on Barnes & Noble, which is there on the New York Times bestseller column. This recognition would... you know, move forward, and that's how you would create your own market, and this is how schools will come to you, all right? Different elementary
mm-hmm.
schools will be in touch with you for this book, all right? And but for this, again, you have to create yourself a market. That's the most important part.
Okay.
If I make
okay.
sense. So if you even
yeah.
go to any makes sense. If you go to any elementary school, all right, you would see books from Harvard. You would see books from, you know, from London, all right, which are there. But you won't see books from an XYZ author who has no recognition. So that's really important. So this is what I'm talking about, that awareness that's required to create. We would go ahead and help you work on that awareness, create that market for you once and for all. That would, you know, that you would take advantage from in coming future as well. It's not that we would pause the marketing after 1 month, you won't see sales coming in. It's not like that. You would still see sales coming in. People refer people to the books. Word-to-mouth marketing is really important.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of things that are actually there with you, but I am more looking to learn from you what your thoughts are. For example, if I give you an option for self-publishing, all right, how much budget you would like to invest into this book, all right, how much serious are you about this book?
Are you asking me right now?
No, I'm giving you something which is asking you as in how much would you like to invest, how much blood would you like to pitch in, so I can give you recommendations accordingly. Okay, I feel, Kay, you have a lot of questions in your mind, but you're hesitating to ask me. I don't know why. Is that
huh?
so?
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you say one more time?
Yeah, I'm saying it feels like you do have questions
mm-hmm.
in your mind, but you're hesitating to ask them. There
no,
are
no,
few
I'm
things
trying-
you want to talk about.
No, I am trying to understand what are you explaining to me. So mm-hmm. I just like, you know, thinking. Yeah.
Okay. Do let me know if I'm not making sense, okay? Do let me know if anything is confusing. I would
oh,
love
yeah,
to
yeah,
help
yeah.
you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because, like, again, I'm still new. So I'm trying to understand your like, in
mm-hmm.
this industry. Yeah, and then I think question or, you know, more stuff come later because I just, you know, set the stage, try to get more new information right now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's how it is, Kay. I guess I have covered everything for you, given you both the routes. You can speak with your partner, see what's the best route you want to go ahead with. I recommend you invest in this book, all right? Instead of looking for an investor, instead of looking for a literary agent who works on percentage with you, invest into this book, all right? Invest your interest, invest your money into this. I'm sure this would go good. And once it would go on to a next level, all right, you would enjoy your incoming sales, okay? Everyone enjoys that. When you would see maybe 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 copies are sold, you would enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just calculate for a moment, all right? If I'm asking you to invest $2,000 to $3,000 minimum, and that's like what, your initial investment, and that would cover everything in it. Now, for example, if you sold 1,000 copies for the book, all right, how much would you make out of it? $25 to $20, $20, $25, $30 is an average cost that people keep for a children's book, an illustrated children's book from top to bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so 1,000 copies means $25,000 on investing what, $3,000, $5,000? That's it. So do you see the difference? Do you see why literary agent is interested in hiring you or keeping your book?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Danny. I think I need to, you know,
mm-hmm.
like recap myself and then think about it. It's kind of like a too much information right now, and then I don't want to confuse anymore. Yeah.
No problem. Share it with your partner. See what he has to say on this. All right. Even though if you want to come up with a budget of $500, $1,000, that's okay. All right. Don't worry about it. We can figure out what is the best we can do on this. Okay. So sit with him on it. See what's the best thing. Finalize a deadline first of all, because without a deadline, it's a dream. Okay. If you want to bring this book into market, set yourself a deadline. That's the first thing. And if I could recommend you, summers is right around the corner. It's the best time to publish the book, all right? You would see a lot of sales coming in at that time. It's the season for book sales. That's one thing. Secondly, whenever you sit with your partner, decide a budget, all right? When do you want to, you know, how much you want to invest into this, all right? 500,000, 2,000, 3,000, 5,000, 200, 100, anything, all right? Whatsoever you guys come up with, all right? Then decide the route, all right? In which route you should hit the market.
Which packet is the most like a popular people choose?
The one that you choose, the premium marketing one.
Oh, premium.
Mhm. Mhm.
Okay.
We were running a 50% promotion on the premium marketing this month, and so far in 13 days, we have almost, if I'm not wrong, 147 authors have signed up with us in 13 days for this premium marketing bundle with 50% discount. So we still have some more count available, 137 authors, right? They are up on board. They're ready to get this going, right? And, you know, they are completely up and up to publish the book. If you want, what I'll do for you is I'll share a testimonial, a video testimonial as well over the email. You can share it with your partner. It would give you a good idea. A person who used our service has said about us in positive way.
Okay. All right. Yeah, please send. Yeah,
anything else which is a question for you? Anything you want to confirm? Anything you want to ask me?
Okay, so I'll talk to my partner and then we'll come back to you.
Absolutely, ma'am. Take your time. Have a have a conversation with him. Let me know whatever the answer is. I would love to guide you on the next steps. So take care of yourself.
Okay.
Have a nice weekend ahead. And of course, anything, if anything is there with you, email me down. I'll be there to reply you back. Okay?
All right. Okay. Thank you so
Thank you
much.
Once again. Take care of yourself. Bye for now.
Bye.